you enter the park, you are immediately greeted by a diamond-shaped aquarium that is also the second largest in India. It is a treasure house of myriads of fishes that come in every imaginable and unimaginable size, shape, and color. The only problem is that they will arrest your little tot's attention so much that they may want to live there with the fish. Your kids may want to jump into the toy train and go for an exciting spin around the park, or you can make your little girl happy by taking her to the doll museum. The natural outgrowth of rock crops are ideal for your children to monkey about. The well-thought-out children's amusement park, Bal Bhavan, will keep them occupied enough to give you some well-deserved rest. The stretch of sheer greens is punctuated by crisscrossing walkways and motorable roads. Fitness enthusiasts exploit this natural gymnasium to the maximum. So do botanists and nature lovers. It is also a haven or sanctuary for the elderly who like to take a walk or just sit and drink in the beauty of the place. After sweating it out, you can opt for either some fresh-cut fruits from the bundis or fresh fruit carts, or refresh yourself from the restaurant in the children's park. Evening is an altogether different affair. The park becomes a true fairyland. Children run riot. The elderly watch them amusedly, while the walkways are monopolized by walkers, joggers, and casual strollers amidst the tenderly dimming sun and dancing fountains. In the heart of the park is an open stage that is used by amateurs as well as professionals to showcase their skills in the form of concerts. They are generally very enjoyable and are free for all. You could also try your hand at one of the many courses that are offered at the park. Pottery classes are very popular.